It was a question raised by Petersburg City Manager Rich Underkoffler.
So I just ask you if you're willing to consider any form of cooperation with Cascade Creek LLC. And I just need to ask the question because we've been asked, you know, and I think it's discourteous just to hide this under the covers.
Underkoffler said cooperation between the city and Bellingham-based Cascade Creek could take on different forms. The city is pursuing development of Ruth Lake, one of the three sites covered under federal preliminary permits held by Cascade Creek. Underkoffler said the city could consider paying Cascade Creek money for the future right to buy power from the Thomas Bay projects. That's a proposal being considered by the borough of Wrangell. Or he said the city could ask Cascade to drop its interest in Ruth Lake in return for Petersburg working to build the power lines to Thomas Bay. Councillor Mark Jensen said he was opposed to cooperating with the company.
From the response of the community at the last time they presented themselves in Petersburg, I don't think they would be welcomed very well. But if they want to come and talk, that's up to them, I suppose. I'm not in favor of it, getting in partnership with people that are competing against us for a hydro project, and that's about my opinion in a nutshell.
Another councillor, Lee Corio, said the city should keep the possibility open.
If they were willing to step back from their FERC application process in exchange for power line, seeking public funding for power line, that's something that might be legitimately in both of our interests to pursue as an avenue of cooperation. Beyond that, I don't see it.
And Councillor Ed Sarf agreed the city should always listen to proposals.
And my position is that we should not enter into anything other than a discussion with them at the most. In other words, keep an open mind and listen to them. But other than that, I wouldn't be ready to agree on. They would have to come up with something that I can't even conceive at this point to cause me to agree with it.
Both Melinda Hofstede and Bob Nilsson also wanted no part of working with Cascade Creek.
I'm not interested in any cooperation of any type with them.
Bob?
I would have to agree with Melinda and Ed. And Ed, that's the second time I agreed with you now.
Pretty good.
Amazing.
Meanwhile, Mayor Al Dwyer said he wouldn't trust the company to take out the trash.
They have a horrible record. They've got a heck of a reputation. They're convicted felon, I believe, that they were pardoned, but still a conviction was there. Duff Mitchell has made lots of promises that he'll never be able to keep to Cake and anybody else who'll listen. I think he's got Wrangell bamboozled, and I feel bad about that because Wrangell's going to suffer because of it, and I think Petersburg will end up suffering, and Ketchikan will end up suffering because of Cascade's involvement with the four-dam pool issue.
A company connected to Cascade Creek pleaded no contest to a charge of negligent homicide in 2000 after one of its employees was killed in an avalanche while working in Cordova. Another connected company also settled a civil suit with the family of a Wrangell man killed while working on the power line outside of Wrangell in 1999. Dwyer continued on, and Underkoffler had apparently gotten the feedback he needed.
Because you can't trust them. You can sign anything with them. You'll never get what you thought you signed for. So I'm against it, totally.
I guess that's the end of that discussion.
Thank you.
We're disappointed at some of the mischaracterizations.
That's Cascade Creek's Duff Mitchell, who listened to the comments on the city's online recording.
I'm further disappointed that the Petersburg City Council didn't decide to maybe use that time more productively to discuss and pass a resolution supporting Wrangell's AKBC intertie that the same Petersburg officials had promised to do at a couple meetings prior to with their meeting with Ketchikan and Wrangell. You know, point two, as a member of the Wrangell Chamber of Commerce, you know, Cascade Creek LLC, you know, does look to work with all Southeast communities to find, you know, energy solutions. I think we're on record trying to provide low-cost energy to the diesel disadvantaged communities. And we want to build all components of the Southeast to intertie and develop, cohesive and collaborative agreements with everybody.
Mitchell says the company has not offered anything to Petersburg.
Most of our talk has been with Wrangell because, quite frankly, they communicate You know, and in that, our performance credibility is undisputed. You know, our principals have completed, you know, 3 hydropower projects in the region on time and on budget. You know, and we really think that it's smarter for the ratepayers and in the interest of the citizens that we have polite, considerate discussion that transcend, you know, any personalities or negative innuendo that, frankly, impairs relationships and harmonies with working with each other as well as neighbors.
Cascade Creek has been focusing its study on one of the 3 Thomas Bay sites at Swan Lake. The company's Federal Energy Regulatory Commission preliminary permit for Ruth Lake and a 3rd site at Scenery Lake expire this February. Mitchell says Cascade has not yet decided on whether to renew the Ruth Lake permit. Meanwhile, the city is applying for state grant money to seek a competing permit for Ruth Lake. Building a power plant and transmission line from Thomas Bay could cost somewhere in the neighborhood of $110 million. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.